It's just coming up to 2:15. We've been all theatre today, and we carry on in that vein. I'm very delighted to welcome, hopefully on the phone, Simon Jessop from Cut to the Chase Productions at the Queen's Theatre. Are you there, Simon?
Hello there.
Ah, yes, you are. Mike. I have to address you as Jesse, apparently. That's very, very common to me, but that's what your nickname is.
That's what everyone knows me as.
You are. I mean, you're one of the Queen's Theatre's busiest actors as well, aren't you? I've seen you in so many things recently, and I thought you were very good. What are you... You're in... Two and Two Make Six at the moment, aren't you?
We finished on Saturday night. I've been at the theatre for about 12 years. I knew Bob Carl from way back in the Return to the Forbidden Planet days in the West End. Mm-hmm. And I've been a member of the acting company at the theatre for, as I say, over a period of about 12 years. But I've just recently stepped to the other side of the footlights, and I'm currently directing The Great Gatsby in a very vibrant and dynamic new adaptation, which opens... in about a week and a half.
Okay, there was a film out recently, The Great Gatsby, of course, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. How different is the play to the film?
The play is very, it's a very stylized piece. It's very brave, it's very bold, it's dynamic, it's visually enticing. But we have mooded it up, we brought it forward into time that will be exciting for people to watch. It won't just be like watching an old-fashioned piece of theatre set in the 20s. We've turned it on its head in certain areas, and it will definitely be a party that people will want to be at, young and elder, both alike.
Well, let's start with the production values, because, I mean, obviously there's a grand house and there's a lake involved, and I know from past experience at the Queen's that the sets there are so good. What input have you had with the art department putting this set together?
Yeah, very much so. It's based, it's a very visually enticing set, as I say. We're using mixed media, so as well, which is part of our house style, we use a lot of projection. We're also using some movie footage, stuff that we've shot ourselves, so it's been an interesting experience because we've been doing all the filming for it as well. And then we watch it, and it comes to a stage where you melt from the theatre into the film, and you're not sure if you're watching a piece of theatre with live film or if you're watching live film with some theatre added. So it's kind of turned the whole concept of going to the theatre on its head a bit, you know, to kind of, again, make it a bit more vibrant for the younger people, but still maintain the truth and the identity of the piece for the elder generation as well. So it's been very exciting, Mike, in that capacity.
And are you learning? Because I've done exactly the same myself. I've done a lot of acting, and then I've come around the other side and started directing. Are you learning how hard it is and how much work you have to do?
Yeah, there's a lot to do. Everyone's always got 100 questions for you, but that's the part that I get excited about. But I've got a great company of people around me, the actors, the marketing department at the theatre, as you say, the set builders, the stage managers, the technicians are all very excited about this project, and I'm very thankful that I've got their blessing, you know, but the actors are throwing themselves into it, and they've given their trust and their bravery to the project, which is the first thing that you hope it for, because without that you have nothing. But no, we're flying high with this one. We're happy with it.
It sounds like it's going to be a very big production. Are you allowing yourself a longer rehearsal period, or are you just using this? Because you've got quite a short rehearsal period normally for these productions.
Yeah, we have kind of 3 weeks, Mike. But I mean, because I knew I was directing this some time ago, and it is my directorial debut. I was assistant on The Passionate Woman. I was assistant director on Treasure Island. I co-directed Death Trap with Matt Devitt last year. But this is my first baby, really. So I've had 5.5 months to work on, you know, working on the adaptation of the script, and I know exactly what I want, getting the clarity of the story there, so then I was able to share that with the people a lot easier than if we were kind of groping around in the dark for something, which obviously sometimes if you don't have as much time as you need on it, you end up, you know, inevitably doing. But no, we're well on target, and we're looking forward to it immensely.
Good. When I've done it parts myself as director, I've cheated in some ways, where I've gone and looked at other productions. If, you know, if somebody's doing the play locally, I'm going to have a quick look at what they've done, maybe looked at the film or something. You know, I'm doing Chorus of Disapproval, you know, I've looked at the film, I saw Rob Brydon's version, and then try to get the best bits for, you know, that sort of production. Have you done that, or is this solely a fresh...
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, all actors are magpies anyway. Everything they look at, they say, oh, look at the way that person's walking, listen to how that person's talking, and we steal little bits from everything. And the same if you watch something, it's not that you want to copy it, it's as much watching things in it that you don't feel work as well as they should, and make sure that you don't make that mistake. You know, like the clarity of the storytelling to me is very important, and certainly within certain films and adaptations of it, I felt that that's been it's fallen by the wayside, you know, and they've gone for more, you know, the bangs and the whooshes and so on, rather than the actual integrity of the love story, which at the end of the day, The Great Gatsby is a timeless and incredibly powerful love story. So we've tried to do that justice. But we've all shared a lot of ideas. We've all come up with some great stuff. And as I say, visually and musically as well, because we all play all the instruments in it. So we've created a soundtrack of music that people may know. Again, and we haven't necessarily totally just rooted that in the 20s, because we didn't want it to be old-fashioned. You know, sometimes when you listen to some of those early 20s tunes, it just immediately sounds old-fashioned, and we didn't want it to be old-fashioned. We wanted to make it lively and vibrant. So we've used some of those early motifs from those tunes, but we've brought them up to date a bit. So
that is what I love about Cut to the Chase, the fact that you don't have a band in the corner. You literally walk up, pick up an instrument and play it. You know, that's part of being Cut to the Chase, isn't it?
And it's very much that. There are only 8 people in the company, you know, so how you manage to recreate the 500 people plus that are at Gatsby's party when you've got 8 people in the company, 6 of whom are playing instruments. So there's the remaining 2 people in the scene, but we've done it and we're very happy.
They mingle a lot.
We've styled it up and we're very proud of it. Looking forward to getting sharing it with people.
Can you very briefly just summarise the story for anybody who's not seen the film or read the book?
Great Gatsby fell in love with Daisy. They were separated for whatever reasons. They couldn't get married when they were in love. And this is basically charting his plight since then, and his the reconstruction of his life to try and put himself in the right place at the right time so that their paths can cross again, when he can continue from that point when he lost the love of his life. But of course, like anything, things have moved on and it's not quite that easy. But he's determined to have her at all costs, really. So then we see the ensuing fight and struggle as he tries to keep hold of the one person that he can feel he is losing. Again,
it's a classic, and I'm sure that you're going to make a really, really good job of it. And I wish you I shouldn't wish you luck. Break a leg for your directorial debut, because it is tough. I've learned that recently as well, even on the amateur stage. I know how hard it is. Right, some details. When do we start? When is curtain up for Great Gatsby?
Press night is on the Monday, the 14th. We've got a preview on the Friday and the Saturday previous to that, and then we run for 3 weeks. So from the 14th, come and see us. We're there for 3
weeks.
I
certainly will come down and see you, and I'll interview you again at the time. And the very best for you and the whole of the company, because it's a tough show to do. I know you'll do just on the production. If nobody said a word, it will look great, because it always does at the Queen's. And
that's very kind. We're all very excited. Thanks for your question. Good luck with your project as well.
Well,
nice to talk to you.
I'll come and see yours. You come and see mine.
That's a deal. Hold you to that.
I'll hold you to that, Simon. Thank you very, very much indeed.
My pleasure.
Cheers, my friend. Bye bye now.
Thank you. Bye, buddy.
Bye bye.